USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committing to expanding space exploration and renewing leadership in commercial space.
The United States is on track in our efforts to expand and renew American leadership in space.
The vice president, speaking there in Chantilly, Virginia, also says that the Trump administration plans to put a man and first woman on the moon by 2024.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. We will go there to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
President Trump is welcoming the president of Romania to the White House on Tuesday. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president praised the leader and his approach to trade. The president is also expected to nominate Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan to be the next U.S. ambassador to Russia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
New York, Connecticut, and Vermont are joining forces to block an immigration rule that the Trump administration says they will be enforcing that's been on the books for years. The law makes it nearly impossible for immigrants to get green cards if they've ever relied on government assistance such as welfare. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Air conditioners will be on full blast across much of the country this week as forecasters say over 100 million people will be feeling the heat. In places like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., temperatures will be in the 90s, but with humidity, it will feel like over 100. Meanwhile, parts of the Southwest will see record highs as Phoenix could approach 115. Dr. Diane Hess on how you can keep cool.
I mean, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. It's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
The warm weather is expected to stick around through the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Activists are calling on Juul to halt the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, arguing it encourages young people and children to vape. Outside Juul's headquarters in New York City, Councilman Mark Levine, he's a Democrat, leads a rally and says something needs to be done to keep our kids safe.
We need to protect the children of the city and beyond, and we can do that by keeping these flavors out of their hands.
Now, the CDC is investigating 94 cases of children and adults who have suffered pulmonary disease, possibly linked to vaping. 12 of those cases are in New York, while 9 are in New Jersey. Meanwhile, Dr. Janetta Nishwawa tells Fox News, we really don't know the effects of vaping on anyone.
That's why we have to take precautions, because we're still studying and still learning and still researching the effects of inhaling these chemicals, these toxins, and how they affect our bodies, and especially how they're affecting children. We see so many young teenagers and kids that are hospitalized on ventilators in the ICU after vaping. And just yesterday here in New York, the health department issued an advisory warning linking vaping with severe lung damage. So something is going on, and we definitely have to tackle it because, you know, it's an epidemic. That's growing.
Now, regarding those protests going on, parents and other advocates say that fruit and candy-flavored e-cigs contribute to addiction and underlying health issues. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.